This is a podcast about lyrical realizing that people who didn't like actually were like, well, you know, they actually did pretty good movies. Keanu Reeves did a Dracula movie?
Yeah, the one where he does that horrible fucking accent. Everybody should have to watch Days Confused.
Days Confused is amazing.
Yeah, not Forrest Whitaker, but the other guy with the messed up eye.
It was him.
Was it Forrest Whitaker? That's him? Yeah, that is him. Yeah, with the messed up eye.
Action. 5, 4, 3.
Almost like talk. Like, what up?
2, 1.
I don't even know.
And welcome back
is.
To the iCarly show.
Yeah.
So would this be episode 74?
Or 75?
Like, yes. 74 and a half.
I don't know, dude.
I don't know.
I'm not good at practice.
What if we call it 75?
Yeah, we'll say 75 because if worse comes to worse and we're not able to shoot one, then we can just put that one out. Mm-hmm. And then, we're talking about like some old ass shit. I don't know.
No, but it was a good topic, though. Honestly, like, it wasn't really.
Yeah, be like, these fuckers are still talking about Travis Scott.
I know, right? We were talking about Travis Scott right on that episode. Yeah. But, well, I don't know. 74, 75. What do y'all think?
Maybe 75.
Okay, we'll
believe
75.
Yeah, 75. So, yes. What flavor do you get? Watermelon? Watermelon. That's cool.
Wanda,
if you want this, you can have
amazing.
It.
What is that? What is that lyrical?
It's the same thing.
Black cherry.
That does not sound amazing. I was about to say, I'll trade you, but that does not
sound
amazing.
No, I mean,
no, it's not bad.
I just don't like black cherry, though. Like, anything really cherry.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like cherry limeades?
It's a black cherry.
Does it taste like
is that
pepper?
A real thing? No.
Okay, then no.
Anybody want grapefruit?
Hey, grapefruit's not bad, bro.
I'll take grapefruit over watermelon.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I got
here.
You.
Seriously? Man, you got lucky.
Yeah, for real. I love watermelon.
I'll take the grapefruit.
I don't know about that.
I just can't do the.
That's weird.
Well, that one's gonna be more a little bit sweeter, and I don't want the. I just don't like this when it's too sweet.
Anyway, guys,
this is perfect. This is good.
Yeah, we got.
I'm sorry, Lyric. I feel bad. I didn't trade with you.
But no, you're good.
I would have just put like
he
that,
didn't made it
like
be
that.
Known he wanted to trade. He should have let it be known. All right, guys. Yes. So welcome back, everybody. This is episode 75. Sorry about last week, but we're here this week with another great show. You got myself. We got Jesus, Lyrical, and Juan in the back.
Yes, sir.
Don Juan in the back.
How's it going, guys?
Don Juan.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's his rap name, right?
Don Juan, yeah.
Yeah, his rap name.
Don Juan. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Oh. Like, for real?
Yeah.
No, I don't rap.
That's just reggaeton, bro, not rap.
How are we not hearing about this?
Yeah, yeah, that's correct.
Actually, like, man, am I?
Where's
the asshole and I didn't know any of this?
He's like, yes. No, every episode he mentions, then you're just like.
Yeah.
Joe, you got one of those random stories you wanted to?
I got a few today.
Ooh,
I think I'm probably going to just bring back the ones I said last week.
Okay.
Because they were good.
We'll act surprised. Actually, you guys won't even know which ones it was last week. So we'll act that surprised.
Yeah. So. They are new ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
y'all should have heard last week's.
Last week was crazy.
Yeah,
actually, last week you did have some crazy. Maybe you'll bring it up. We'll see.
I honestly don't remember.
I just say a bunch of side notes. I'm like, oh, side note, by the way, and then I go into my shit.
Yeah,
so.
Joe's the side quest is where the campaign for the video game.
Side notes. Side notes.
What
note.
Was that?
I think that's Sebastian playing the flute or the little
harmonica.
Harmonica.
Yeah, he sucks, not sure.
Whoa, Juan's. I'm getting paid Juan for the lessons. What the fuck? Well, we want to get one of these. If everybody's seen the six poster, shout out to my boy Brad. He did the six poster for the premiere. We premiered at the Lone Star Film Festival. But we were talking about getting one for TFTI. Anybody who's listening and not hearing, so Brad made a poster for my movie Six, and he hand drew it, painted it, and everything, and then we blew it up, made it into a poster, and it's the scene. In Six, where Jerry's facing himself in the mirror and looking at himself. If you haven't seen it, go to Amazon Prime now and check that movie out.
But if we do get one, we should make it like horizontal because, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe a horizontal one would be better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, definitely we can do that.
Because that looks cool for a poster.
Yeah, movie
but
poster.
But yeah, if we had one, like, right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I would like to get something else for this, Joe, because I don't like the white. The white on this, so we have a Death Row poster. The white, the clear here, it bounces off too much on the light, and people can barely see the poster.
Okay.
Because Gabby says she sees more of the white. Well, I want to put the poster in a different one. That's
your
why.
Own damn poster.
Yeah. No, I mean I want that poster. I
my
just say
fucking
if
drink
we move
that.
It to a different, like to the sixth one or something. Not that one though.
Move it
to one like that.
Okay. We can do something.
Yeah, that way, because it's just, or we just remove this right here.
So I'll just go fuck myself.
I put a different clear one on here.
Hey, Jesus said, motherfuck death row.
Yeah, I mean, if we take it off,
my left blow.
Ayo. What?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, we could try to take it off. We could try to take off the clear thing.
How does it look on the...
Yeah, exactly how you said it. It was like, yeah. Bounces off pretty bad.
That's what Gabby says. She says, like, on the
look
left.
Look real bad.
Yeah.
Make don't you worry. Not even drive it.
Everyone's like, oh, thank God. Now we're going to know what the hell that poster is. I can see it from over there.
Would that fit, like, if you took it out of the frame right there where the Superman is?
No,
it
won't. I think
it's
tried.
A little bit bigger.
Big. What if we shaved it?
I don't think she'd want to shave it if it was that big.
Like, that doesn't look bad, though.
What doesn't?
Oh, damn. The he's poster? Pulling some
actually,
shit up.
Doesn't look as bad as I thought.
Damn.
I'm just saying, it doesn't look bad.
Oh, you just kidding.
Well, you have the blue right now. Just walks off. It's like red normally.
I don't know. The white is look.
I mean, just, I'm still down to take the plastic off.
I mean, I would like the red to actually pop. Yeah. Because look, it's just real white. Like, look at everything. All the other colors are popping, and like that's just white.
It almost looks pink.
I'd like to see the red on the death row poster pop.
I get you.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
We'll
figure out something.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Save me one of those.
Talked your way out of that.
Figure out something, guys.
Woo!
Dude, those fucking, by the way, those posters are, not the poster, but the frames are expensive.
How much? How much are those frames?
That one was from Spencer's. It was like $30.
Said at Spencer's.
No, but then I went to Target because I bought two movie posters. And I needed, they're like $30 at Target too.
Yeah.
I spent $60 for two frames.
Yeah.
I think bigger than that one too.
Yeah,
the you got to check on Amazon.
And Hobby Lobby too. They're like fucking super pricey.
Really?
Like anything made out of wood is like going to run you like
the
60, right. 60 or $100.
Hobby Lobby always has coupons. Though.
I like those little skinny ones, but they're so expensive always. Yeah. Anybody still have posters hanging up in the room or anything?
I never hear anybody talk about that movie.
It's a great movie.
Oh, yeah, the posters?
I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Yeah, those are the posters.
Oh, yeah.
But the posters that I got are even bigger than that.
Look at the casing on there. I like that. See, like that. Look how the colors pop.
It's the same thing.
Yep.
Shut up.
Yeah, it looks the same. Yeah.
So just it's leave not. It alone is what you're saying?
Yeah. No. We need that red to pop.
I mean, we could try to take it off.
Yeah, I just want the red to pop. That's it. Mm-hmm. We could probably just change the screen.
Yeah, whatever.
Again. All right. Well, let's move on from that.
Whatever.
What was the posters you guys had when you guys were younger? Did you guys have any posters in your room?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I used to have a DMX one in high school.
Really?
A DMX and then a huge Scarface one above my bed.
Yeah, he has a Scarface one in his house.
Oh, yeah, that big one.
It's
huge.
Like this fucking wall lyrical. It's fucking huge.
Yeah. Yeah, mine was probably like a 5 foot one or something. It was big at the time.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It was my godfather's. He got it a long time ago. He got it from like Mexico, so it's
enormous. Ain't gonna beat that. Yeah. Probably fucking blanket also.
He was actually, that's what it was wrapped with. It was wrapped with the blanket when they brought it over here. Because they just threw those in right there with it.
Well, I had a, I guess, medium one then. But, it was the one where he's sitting at the table whenever he's talking to that Lopez.
Okay.
And he kills him, and I think he's talking to the undercover cop, and he's like sideways at the table. Like
is his arm broken, that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's after he got ambushed.
Okay, yeah. I've seen that one. Yeah, Juan has the one, like the actual movie, like the actual like white and black one. Mm-hmm. I like the actual movie scenes one, when they have the movie scenes, like, because, I don't know, just seeing that film on the poster is just super nice, especially from like Scarface.
I need to watch Scarface. I haven't watched it in years.
It's been maybe like 3 or 4 years since I watched it last.
I watched it not too long ago. It was on somewhere. Mm-hmm. I didn't like put it on, but usually if it's on, then I'll watch it. Just like Goodfellas, if it's on, I'm going to watch
Goodfellas, I'll watch.
Blood In, Blood Out, but those aren't movies that you like go to the
let me put
closet
this on.
And pull, yeah. Well, I mean, I guess nobody's really watching
DVDs. Have y'all
sat
through The Godfather?
I've never seen it.
No?
I don't think I've seen The Godfather either.
Really? You have one of all people?
I think I've said that before. I haven't seen The Godfather.
I didn't know you haven't.
I know, bro.
Have you seen it?
Nah.
Gabby's more into mafia movies than I am. Like that, yeah. I don't. I've seen.
Oh well, then fuck. That could be a movie that we all watch.
The Godfather. I've
seen.
Wait, you haven't seen it? Joseph,
gonna show up.
No.
If you don't like long dialogue, if you don't like long dialogues, it's not gonna be a movie.
Too long.
But I do.
It's like a lot of boring parts of that.
I don't know. I've been told that I would like it, but I've just.
I feel like y'all. I know. I know you would like it. I feel like you would like it too, though.
I don't know.
You don't like that mafia style, right?
I do, but it just that movie just too long.
Yeah.
Seen parts of it. It just looks really boring. Like, I don't think I'll be able to finish
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I've seen, like, some scenes where it's like, okay, that was cool, but that's a little bitty, like, 30-second clip. And then the, like, big scenes, it's like,
I mean, but every other, like, mafia movie I think I've seen, like,
Did you like The Irishman?
I don't know. That shit was way too long, too.
Yeah.
It was boring. It was
been
just too...
some shit that was cut out of that. There were some unnecessary scenes.
Yeah.
So you think The Godfather's like that one, where it has unnecessary scenes? Or you
no.
Think, like,
it has
like...
way more action. What's it called? Irishman has way more action.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Than The Godfather?
Absolutely. Yeah,
I mean, I don't care for the action. I care for a good movie.
Oh.
I care for, like, that, like, very, like...
I mean...
Which one did you like better? You've seen both, then, right?
Yeah, but I like them for different reasons, you know?
So you do like both of them.
I really like The Irishman, but that's, you know, I liked it because I mean, I love mob movies.
Yeah.
And I like the storytelling of it, so it's pretty cool. The Godfather is just a long, like, you got to pay attention. There's a lot of, like, things that, like, lead to another thing. And if you're not paying, like, and like, as opposed to, like, Goodfellas and Irishman, where they're explaining what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
They don't do that in Godfather. It's just, like, you got to pay attention.
Good.
It's not narrated like
Goodfellas.
No,
If it is, it's probably like, oh, you know, I felt this way or something like that. But nothing like Goodfellas or Casino.
Well, good.
Yeah,
I love Goodfellas.
That's the way you should. And just visually see everything the way they're telling the story.
Fuck,
sons of bitches. yeah, we should watch it though, Joe. If you're down to watch it,
I'll try.
To watch it.
That movie's like 3 hours long. I don't think any of us are gonna get through it.
There's three of them.
Just
too.
Like one of them. Is.
Yeah.
I'll get through them for sure. I mean, I've watched
what's
the other movies.
Part two or is it part three? That's like really horrible.
Part three.
Part
three.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen clips of that one, but it's more like the cringy shit.
It's kinda...
That's what his daughter was the actress.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say, and she does terrible.
Yeah, I've heard like that's probably the worst performance in cinematic history. I've seen the death part stuff, and it's not bad.
You gotta watch Dracula with Keanu Reeves.
Which one?
Keanu Reeves, the Dracula movie.
Keanu Reeves did a Dracula movie?
Yeah, the one where he does that horrible fucking
accent.
You're talking
about Constantine?
No.
I mean,
that's a demon movie.
Van
that's
Helsing?
A demon movie. No, that's Hugh Jackman.
This is, and there's Hugh a reason y'all Jackman. Haven't heard of it. Yeah. Like, just look it up. Look up.
I did not know Keanu. Now I'm interested to watch it. You didn't
know.
You
got to hear his accent.
You didn't push me away from this. You led me
I mean, Ben
this.
Affleck does better accents than this guy. And that's saying a lot.
That's
that horn reminds me of the zombie
scary.
Thing in Call of Duty.
Which
the
one?
The transit one, whenever the bus pulls up.
And
it just
honking.
That's what it reminds me of.
I don't know.
It was an older one.
How long ago was the movie? Like, when did you watch it? When, like, how young was he?
I don't think I saw it when it came out.
It's actually,
like,
called
after.
Dracula.
Yeah,
yeah. It's called Dracula. That's what it's called.
What year did it come out?
1992.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. How old did he look?
He looks the same no matter what.
Oh, Dracula was Gary Oldman.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I don't think I ever realized that.
And he's like, shit. Okay. maybe it wasn't as bad, guys.
no, I didn't even realize
7.4 out of 10 on IMDb, which is user rating. And it gave 7.9 to 6, so just, you know, you guys check that shit out, guys.
Damn.
I didn't even know Keanu made a fucking vampire movie, Dracula. I'm actually interested in this. I'm
being
honest.
You gotta watch it.
Yeah.
Keanu and the Devil's Advocate's really good.
I like Keanu almost anything.
So is Al Pacino.
Yeah, really fucking good as a devil.
I was watching Heat again the other day. Has anybody seen Heat in
here? Man, dude, that's a...
You've seen
really
it, right?
Underrated movie. I think that shootout scene is like one of the best shootout scenes.
They said it's the best shootout scene.
Yeah. It's like, because it's like super like realistic. Mm-hmm. It's not all like crazy people diving and doing all kinds of rolls and shit. Like, it's just a really badass shootout scene.
Yeah, I watched it the other day. Great movie.
Heat?
When,
seen that one.
With Pacino, De Niro, Val Kilmer. Mm-hmm. Who else is in there? Danny Trejo.
What is that guy's name that was he like got really bad on drugs?
Who?
Tom Sizemore?
Oh yeah, I think that's his name. The white dude, like the enforcer of the crew. Yeah.
Him, who else? I mean, it's like stacked with people that you'll recognize.
No, and then if you go and watch Den of Thieves, which I don't know if you saw, it's pretty much like they
Remake?
Kind of, they just copied that blueprint and made it like a newer version of that. Kind of, you know, some things are different, but yeah. It's kind of like a blueprint of Heat, though. Which Den of Thieves is a great movie. I love Den of Thieves. Hell yeah. I love Gerard Butler.
I didn't
Butler.
Even watch it.
I haven't seen it. I have it. We have
Gerard Butler. I haven't seen it. He's great.
No, I like that 999. Have you seen that 999?
Den of Thieves. Yeah, that's a good one. That's chill.
Casey Affleck.
Papa Doc.
Yeah.
Did you see that one?
The movie's okay.
Yeah.
That one was pretty good.
I've seen it once. It wasn't anything that like I just had to see again.
No, the trailer was better to me, but the movie was pretty good still, though. Like, the trailer, I was like, man, I can watch the trailer a billion times. But the movie itself, like, I just think it's a good movie. But I've seen it maybe like 3 or 4 times.
You remember that movie, Street Kings?
Yeah.
I actually like that movie a lot.
That was Keanu, wasn't it?
Keanu.
Oh yeah. And not Forrest Whitaker, but the other guy with the messed up eye.
It was him.
Was it Forrest Whitaker? That's him. Yeah, that is him with the messed up eye.
Yeah, that's him. He was on there. So was Chris Evans. He was on there. Those a few. Yeah, I want to watch that movie now, bro.
You know,
I don't even remember it, but I remember seeing it at the movies.
You know, I remember people talking down on it, but I remember liking it. But also, I was like 16 years old, 15 years old, so.
You know, speaking of cop movies, Jesus met an actor this week, and I told him, I was like, don't even go say hi to him, because you've never even seen his best movie.
I've never seen Training Day.
What?
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
I told him, I was like, don't even go say hi to the guy. You've never even seen Training
that's
Day.
That's all I think of whenever I see him.
The reason I had never seen Training Day was because when I wanted to watch Training Day.
What's the actor's name? You didn't even say his name.
Ethan Hawke. Ethan Hawke. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Ethan Hawke. Yeah, I got to meet Ethan Hawke. Well, when I saw...
Denzel.
Yeah.
When I was younger, my mom bought Training Day. They didn't let me see it. So I just kind of brushed it off my head for a while. So 15
years ago?
It became a movie that didn't.
Still won't let her watch it.
6 years. But I want to watch it, though. I haven't fucking seen it, dude.
It's when Terry Crews was actually like a thug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard it's good, though, obviously.
All he's doing in that movie is just being big. Yeah, I don't even think he has lines.
He's just a gun.
No, he does. He goes, man, I can't stand that motherfucker.
No, that was Bones.
That's the other guy. That's the other guy, yeah. Man, I'm getting sick of that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Or something that way.
Can't stand that motherfucker.
Yeah. So I watch that.
Yeah, I want to watch that one.
Like that, Bones.
How did you approach him? Like, was he just, like, welcoming everyone to take a picture? Or are you just...
No.
Are you nervous?
I loved you in Training Day.
No.
Hey, bro, I love Training Day.
Training Day.
Number one movie.
You and Tupac in there. Yeah. No. He was just walking around talking to people, and then we were hanging out, talking to other people and stuff, and then we were like, oh, when he comes this way, we'll just swoop in and talk with him, and one of my friends, Jacob, was like, fuck that, and he just walked right up to him and was like, hey, Ethan, blah, blah, and we started talking to him, and he started talking with us, and then we took pictures with him, and then...
What'd y'all talk about?
Nothing really, just how good he was, like how great of an actor he was, and we were talking about our studio for a little bit, but like he was more like...
Right when he started talking about the studio, he cut you off. All right, guys, I gotta go.
Well, this was fun. Now we talked a little bit, but not too much. And then he just he was busy right there. We did talk to Richard.
He's got to make his rounds.
Richard Linklater. We talked to him for a while though.
Who?
He's a director and actor. He produced Boyhood,
and School of Rock, and Bernie.
The School of Rock with Jack Black.
Yeah, he directed it. Yeah.
Oh, is he the one that's in it too?
No.
Hold up. I'm thinking. Go ahead. No, go ahead. I'm trying to think.
But he actually
talked
to us
for a
good
minute. You're thinking of the girl from iCarly. That's not that one.
You want me to show you a picture of him? Because you've seen him. He's an actor.
I don't think they've seen him.
You have seen him.
But I thought Mr. Sheepley. He's not that recognized.
I don't know if he directed. No, I don't know if he directed School Rock.
He did.
You know, Mr. Sheepley?
I didn't see anything. He said it.
I thought he's the one who directed or produced it or something.
He directed Boyhood too.
Yeah, he directed. No, I don't think he directed any of those. He directed Boyhood as well. Yeah, he directed Bernie with Jack Black.
That one's a good movie.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about.
So it wasn't School of Rock.
No,
he also did
Scanner Darkly. He did The Bad News Bears with
and Days and Confused.
He did School of Rock.
I love Days and Confused.
He did Days and Confused.
Everybody should have to watch Days and Confused.
Days Confused is amazing.
Yep. Yeah. That's such a great
Matthew
movie.
McConaughey's debut.
Who am I thinking of?
Freaking Ben Affleck is awesome in that movie.
Yeah.
I really like his role in that one. And it's crazy that it's not that old of a movie. Mm-hmm. Like, as old as you would think. Like, it looks like it was actually shot, like, in the 70s.
Juan, you want to clip this,
please? Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
He's going to put it over a Batman conversation.
big fans welcoming Ben Affleck. Bro, Ben Affleck is... It's funny because like he shits on Keanu and Ben Affleck, and on this podcast he's praised both of them on different parts. He's been like, well, Keanu actually on this one.
No, I like Keanu. You. I've always liked Keanu.
Yeah, he's awesome.
It's just Ben Affleck. John Wick, dude.
Yeah.
Can't hate Keanu.
That is very true. But yeah, I got to meet Richard, and then he was cool as fuck. He talked to us for a good minute. And at one point, some guy walked up because Brett, one of our guys, Brad, was showing him. Because we were talking about pitching and stuff, and he showed him this one thing that he was pitching. And at that point, I was kind of like, oh, fuck. Like, Richard's going to be like, I don't want to see this shit. And one of his, like, assistant or something came up to him and, was, like, he looked at it and he was like, he looked at Brad, like, what he was, his phone, and he went like this. And then he went, hey, so so-and-so wants to talk to you. Yeah, like, he just interrupted us. And so Richard was like, oh, and he turned around. And so I was like, we were like, oh, fuck, whatever. And so Brad was like, hey, man, it was good meeting you. And he goes, no. He turned around and he goes, oh, he went like this to the guys. He came back and goes, okay, so then this is what you guys want. Like, and then he just kept talking with us for like a good 10 more minutes after that.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, that was cool as fuck that he did awesome. That shit. Yeah. Like, actually talked with us and like.
So did he acknowledge what those guys were doing?
He told
doing?
Him to wait.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He probably did that just to make a point that you can't just fucking interrupt.
People. Yeah. Because that guy really was just, he went like, just to brush us off. Like, he was just like, like that.
Get out.
Yeah. I was like, get your ass out of here, my boy. But yeah, he was cool as fuck, though. We were there at the gala.
What's the gala?
It was just like a party. Oh. A big ass party with fucking rich people there. Nothing but rich
Ethan
people.
Ethan Hawke there?
Yeah, Ethan Hawke was there. That's where I met him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Filmmakers and then like a bunch of rich people from Fort Worth were there.
Was that in the Stockyards also?
That one was at the Modern Art Museum.
Oh.
Where is he from? Is it?
Who?
Ethan Hawke.
I have no idea where Ethan Hawke's at.
Is it Austin?
I don't know where
he's from. Texas.
Richard Linklater's from Austin. But I'll look at him.
Why are you trying to force this guy on us?
I'm sorry.
Trying to talk about Ethan Hawke.
Right.
he's from Austin. He was born in Austin.
Who?
Ethan Hawke?
Richard? Ethan Hawke.
No, Richard Ethan. Is from
Ethan
Houston.
Ethan Hawke.
I'm kidding. Yeah, he's from Houston. That's from Austin. What?
Yeah. No, I'm going to say that's cool. That's awesome that you met Ethan Hawke. That's a great guy.
It was very nerve-wracking. Like, and then it's funny because they took the picture. So when I met him, I was super excited. I didn't know what to say. And Brad had my phone. So I was just like, oh, dude, like, oh, man, I love your movies. Like, oh, well, like, dude, you're such a great, like,
love
I was
movies.
So nervous,
okay.
But I didn't know what to say.
Which
right?
Which movie in particular?
right. Which one did he do one on playing?
The Purge.
I like The Explorers.
A small one called Training Day.
Yeah, little independent
I didn't
film.
Know he was, I didn't know he was married to Uma Thurman.
Yeah, he was.
That's wild.
He wasn't.
They still are?
No, he was.
Oh, I was about to say, I think
they have
yeah,
a.
They were.
Their daughter plays in Stranger Things. And
oh, that one?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood also.
She's
the.
Oh, the little girl?
No,
not Millie
the,
Bobby or whatever the fuck
no,
her name
she's
is. The other one.
She's the girl on season three of Stranger Things. She was with Steve. They were working at the little like ice cream place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, her.
Oh, yeah, they look really identical.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's their daughter. Mm-hmm. And then she was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. She was one of the killers in the end.
Cool. That'd be awesome to get killed in a Quentin Tarantino
movie.
Dude,
for real.
I would pay to have that happen.
So this was right when I said this to Ethan Hawke, and then they're like, take a picture. This is after I talked to him and told him everything. He looked at me like... Yeah. It was right when I just told him all those things, and then he just kept looking at me like... And after I turned, he just still looked at me for a little bit, then turned to the side.
He was like, he's thinking, this man is very odd.
Possibly, bro. Yeah,
he was dressed nice, though. I like the suit. I like the top hat. He looks
clean. I like the hat. That hat's pretty clean.
Mm-hmm. Ethan Hawke was dope as fuck,
though. Yeah, man. When does this new movie come out that I really want to see?
What is it called?
Oh, that's okay. Cool. Yeah.
What is it called, Joe, again?
The phone, the black, the, what's it called?
The black phone?
Black.
No, black. Black Friday? Isn't it called Black
Friday? No,
that's with the phone, though. Something with a phone, right?
Black phone or something.
Blacklist? No. Black.
He has like a top hat in that
that's
movie.
Crazy. I would like to know, too, if somebody can pull that shit up.
Hey, somebody look it up.
The black phone.
Ooh, when
we
is
had
it
right. It's when funny.
It,
say this year. Say
all
this
the
year,
words
please.
It says 2022, February 4th.
Oh, okay.
Well, so, my birthday.
Yeah, that's not
birthday
too far
weekend.
Oh, yeah. It is starring Ethan Hawke.
Yeah.
You were right.
I think this is the first time of him doing something like this. I mean, he was in Daybreakers, a vampire movie, but this movie seems
movie.
Different, though. Yeah, well. Yeah, but this movie.
He's not usually a bad guy, though.
Was he in Training Day back? I'm kidding. No, he wasn't.
I don't know.
What else was he in?
But he just never played. He's playing like he was a on fucking
the Purge.
Crazy.
He was the dad on The Purge also. He was on Explorers, yeah. But he was a little kid.
I never seen Purge.
You never seen him in The Purge?
You never seen The Purge? Damn. He was on First Reformed. Have you seen that one?
What was the movie?
He did another cop movie there, but it wasn't trying to be like Training Day, but it was supposed to be like we're corrupted cops. But
oh, he did Precinct 13.
That's what I'm trying to think
Precinct
of.
Precinct 13. Yeah. Precinct 13, no?
No. Oh. No, that's the one that they get the assault.
Assault on Precinct, yeah. Precinct 13.
That's oh, a yeah. Good one. But the one that Joe's talking about. Who else was in that movie?
I know Ethan Hawke.
I want to say it was Wesley Snipes like, in there.
It's guys. A bunch of corrupt cops.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, assault on Precinct 13.
So, yeah, what's he was kind of a bad guy in that one.
Was another one?
Yeah. But I just kind of feel like they,
but for good reason.
They're not trying to remake Training Day, but kind of follow that blueprint maybe, but they can't do it, though.
Like, was what if Ethan Getaway, Hawke was good kill? Denzel?
Oh, Brooklyn's Finest?
I think so. Was it was Wesley Snipes in there, I think.
Yeah.
Richard Greer.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's Richard what it was. Greer.
I never seen that one. Mm-hmm. Brooklyn's Finest.
So, what Ethan Hawke movie? Like, if he
like any cop movies,
dude. Don Cheadle? As well,
yeah. Daybreakers, Explorer, The Purge, First Reformed.
Were you listing these? Is that why he was staring at you?
No, I said it before.
He was like, you haven't seen none of my good work?
Yeah. Right.
He's like, you haven't seen Training Day?
Hey, cut it out if it does look like I was looking before. Yeah, but that was cool.
Smiles and cries. Dude, you need to watch Training Day in the next 2 weeks, Jesus.
Yeah.
Now
I want to watch it.
Give us your review.
Okay, I'll watch Training Day.
The next 2 weeks.
I did watch Mandy. Oh, man. I didn't get to finish it because it was super fucking late with Nicolas Cage.
Oh, Nicolas Cage.
Oh. So
I don't see that shit.
Man, my friend Brad brought it. He's like, bro, we should fucking watch Mandy. And I was like, okay, let's watch it. I've been dying to watch it too for a good minute. So I was like, all right, let's watch it. It's I saw an hour of it. It's fucking crazy. Like it's pretty
like
nuts.
What?
Like it's I mean, I'll give you the premise. So basically Nick Cage and his wife live out in the woods, like in a cabin. And but the way it's shot is like very like dark and very it's just very ominous. Like just like all the lights are like when they're red, they're fucking red. And there's this like cult that tries to kidnap her and stuff and like kill Nick Cage and basically like they kill his wife, but like it's pretty fucked up how and everything, but it's like a revenge story. But like he's fighting like these demons from hell that come on earth and like he's going through hell. Like it's fucking nuts. Like it's fucking crazy. You need to check it out. You will like it for sure. Like you'll watch him like you and Christina will be like, this is fucking crazy. Joe I think would be like, I don't know. You might like it, to be honest, bro, because it's like pretty horror. Like it's not an artsy movie.
If you say so.
It's not an artsy movie. It's pretty fucking wild.
I may check it out.
It's on Vudu. I probably don't know Vudu.
Man, check it out the same day that you check out Training Day.
Right.
I'm gonna check out Training Day.
We won't watch movies until you watch Training Day.
I'm gonna watch.
Yeah, so we're all not watching shit. Right. Even if it's something that I want to watch.
Let's go.
We will not watch anything until.
Not watching these episodes.
It's not my way. Then.
You're not watching
this podcast. Is done. No, I watched Training Day.
Tonight.
Then you'll really regret your meeting with Ethan Hawke.
Right? I will. I 100% I agree with you. I think I will. I didn't think I was going to meet him that day. I really didn't. I didn't think I was going to meet anybody that day. I was just like, this is crazy.
Yeah, that was cool. That he was there.
You probably like missed a lot of even more famous people.
I actually met a Grammy award winning musician, but I forgot his name.
Dang.
Wow. I have a picture of him with him. It was funny because we were in the green room chilling with him. We were just talking like, yes, what's up, blah, blah, blah. Like, we were just hanging out with him. Just like nothing. Like, he was super cool. He was like, man, you guys are cool. Like, he's a really old guy. And then he goes up to the front, whatever, we're really recording. They're like, oh, we have Grammy Award winning. So and we're like, got to get the fuck out of here. We were like, we're just chilling with this. We're talking with him.
Who it was.
And then we're in the back and we were like, hey, man, you take a picture. I forgot his name. And he's like, yeah.
Why should it be like Elton John or something?
I forgot his name.
Oh, with the big hat?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
No. This man right here. Yeah, there's a word. I'll get his name.
Mm.
But,
see.
No one?
So did it anyone...
Looks like the guy from those memes.
Did anyone know who he was or what?
Everybody knew him. Everybody like big in the gala knew. But like none of the guys, like none of us knew. Like, mm-hmm. None of us from Spectre that were there, and you were like, oh, shit. Like, but he was on stage, and he got to sing and everything, so it was pretty dope. Oh, I actually
what kind of song was it?
I'm guessing country.
I have it right here. Yeah, it's like country. No, it's like kind of like
folk.
Kind, yeah. Here's a clip. I'll post a little clip. You guys can see it right here. Juan will cut this, and then we'll post a little clip right there for them. But this is right here. That was the guy who cut me off, who came over here like this to us.
Fucking asshole. I was picturing a younger person.
No, it was him. They're showing that. And then that's how big it was.
Damn.
Yeah.
Where's Ethan Hawk? Got them. Yeah, damn, dude, this looks like movie footage.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was saying. We were sent this. This was sent to the news. All this right here.
Wait, what is this from?
This is from the gala.
No, but who recorded
me.
This? On your phone?
No, on my Black Magic camera.
Oh, I was like, shit. I thought this was just cell phone.
Fuck no, this is our Black Magic and Sony. That's him. Okay. I'll get you the.
Got a good voice for it.
I'll like get you the.
being old.
I'll get you the. You say he's got a good voice for being old. I'll get you the name. I forgot. It's posted up here, guys.
He's not gonna get the name.
Yeah,
he's gonna forget about
there, guys.
It.
I know.
It'll be nothing up.
He didn't send me the name, so I guess there's nothing gonna be up here.
Nothing up there.
It's just a question mark.
But over and all, though, you had a great weekend, though. It was a weekend for you to remember.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was great, and then everybody showed up for Sunday. Well, not everybody, but
most people.
Most people showed up.
Not everybody's going to show up, but you should know that.
Yeah, but most people showed up to 6, which was dope. I'm glad you guys actually saw it in the theater. Like, it was way better, right? Like, in the theater with the audio and everything. Like,
it does make a big difference because, like, and that goes with what we were always telling Joe. Like, you can't watch it on laptop because whenever I watched it, I even watched it on the TV, but no surround sound at that time.
Yeah.
But, like, in the theater, like, you can hear all of that, like, the music and the stuff underneath mm-hmm. to where it, like, adds, like, that extra, like, bass and, like, feeling. Yeah. So you can feel it a lot more.
Yeah, Jesse really gave it life. He scored the movie. He really gave it life.
Oh, he did great far, on there.
But it was, no, yeah, he did good.
He goes, he did okay. Once he said, Jesse, he did okay. he did all right.
No, yeah, he did good.
Yeah.
It's just hard for me to watch it still because I know who Jerry is.
Yeah.
So when I see him do these serious scenes, like, it's just not hard for me.
His name is Michael Martin Murphy.
Michael Martin Murphy. Yeah. Cut it, pretend like I knew it. So Michael Martin Murphy was up there performing on stage.
He's a Grammy winner, right?
Yeah, he's a Grammy winner. Yeah. You know who I'm talking about, right, Lyrical?
Yeah.
Cut that one right there in the
Murphy.
What was it? Oh no.
Yeah, just like, because I remember just seeing certain parts and I'm like, I just can't help but not want to laugh just because I know who Jerry is, you know? So it's just hard for me not to, like, want to laugh and shit.
Should've
at some parts.
I started laughing in the middle of the movie.
I started laughing at some points because Roland came and sat right next to me.
Oh, shit.
But, yeah, there was a few parts that I laughed at that I don't know if you want me to say. But
Say, well, because of Jerry?
No, there was one part where I asked you about it and you said you did it because Jerry said, no, let's do it this way.
Which part say it?
Okay,
shut up. Cut that part out, Juan, for real. Cut this part out.
All right, guys.
Because I don't want no one to know. Don't say it. Stop. We're done. Cut
what?
It.
What
nothing,
happened?
Nothing. Cut it. Cut this part out. For real. Joe.
Are you talking about
Joe cannot just cut this part out now, too. Now Lyrical said it. Cut that part out, too.
I want to know.
Cut that part out.
Talking about. No, there was just a thing that.
It was that. No, happened. Lyrical said it. Fuck it. Yeah, there was that part. But cut it out, Juan. I don't want nobody to know.
And then I fucking told his sister.
Bleep out all this shit and don't let anybody know what we're saying. Just bleep it all out.
I was just like, bro, I don't know why you did it like that, but I'm not the director, but.
Well.
That was the only part where I was like,
I know somebody now who can. Do some special effects, so I'm probably gonna try to get him to change that.
I mean, maybe nobody else noticed.
No, nobody else noticed. Yeah. Like, I don't even think Lyrical knew it was a problem until he was like, okay, well, now that I'm seeing that.
I wouldn't say it was a problem.
No,
it was
not
just
a problem.
Odd.
I did
just
notice
like,
it wasn't something that, like, I was like, you know, nothing like that. Like how Joe was.
Okay, well, without saying what it was, though, but, like, it didn't take you off from it, right? Like, you just kind of were like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I mean, no. I don't know. No, it didn't, like, throw me off.
Like, you just saw it when okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, thank God.
And that was, like, the only part that still, like, when I saw it, I was just, I started laughing.
That's the one part every time I go,
oh. And that was Jerry's idea, right?
That was Jesse's idea, not Jerry's idea. That was Jerry's idea.
I thought you said that was Jerry's idea.
No, he said Jerry, but no, it's Jesse's idea. It was Jesse's idea. And he found me on it, and then I agreed with it, but what I should have done is shot two different ones so I can just see it, but I didn't.
Yeah, that was like just
a fucking moron.
And who? I don't ever want to talk about it. No, you don't want to talk about it, but.
Okay, bleep that out as well. Don't let nobody.
Second mistake. Let draw that. Cut that.
Everything. Literally, don't let no one know. I mean, he took fucking. Take away all that shit, Juan.
Yeah.
All right, now everybody can go see six now and see what me and Joe and Lurk are talking about. You guys won't
if
know.
If you
want to
get a copy of these inside jokes,
yeah, go see six and you guys
go
won't.
Watch
maybe
it on Amazon. Pay
you guys
a dollar.
Might know what we're talking about. Yeah. Yeah, it's on Prime already.
Yeah, but it was great, man. Were you nervous up there when you were in front of like, there was probably about like 40 people there?
Yeah. No.
No. Yes. Because you knew mostly everybody?
I knew mostly fucking everybody.
Hey, well.
Yeah. But there was maybe. What's wrong with that? Not mostly everybody. There was a good amount. Not a good amount, but there was people I didn't know there. For sure.
Really?
Yeah. There was people that asked questions that I didn't know.
Yeah.
And had a few the guys in front of us? Or did you probably didn't even see where we were shooting or sitting.
Where were you guys? On the right side?
Well, the guy that he kind of had like a country accent.
Was he the older white dude?
Yeah. There was two guys that were sitting in front
of
us.
Yeah, I saw them.
And then Jerry and his wife were like right there.
No, I think they came with Brad.
Okay, they probably knew Brad. Yeah, some people knew. Okay. Yeah, others. But I don't know if I saw anybody. Like,
who was the guy who asked the last question?
The one with the beard?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was Manuel, I think.
That was Manuel.
Yeah,
that was Manuel.
He's cool.
Yeah, he's cool. He's a film buddy of mine.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Do they show real movies in that theater, though? Or what's the point of that theater?
First of all, it's a real movie. Let's get that out.
Oh, sorry. Okay, my fault. I meant like, you know, like
theater movies.
Theater movies.
No, I don't think
keep this part in.
Yeah. I worded that wrong. I'm sorry.
I don't think they. I'll be back. No, I don't think they.
He
show
goes, no, they don't show real movies. He goes, no, they don't. No, but yeah, I shouldn't have worded it like that. But do they show like
the movie theater
upper echelon movies? Yeah,
I don't think so because I don't think it's actual movie theater. I think it's just a theater for like
it
to rent out.
It just reopened. That's why. Yeah.
I don't know. It might be. I don't know. To be honest,
I don't think it
know.
Is. I think it's like special showings.
Yeah, it might be special showings, but I did see like Star Wars trilogy showing.
But it was a one man dude. It wasn't even.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Me and Brad were asking that. We saw this guy. And we were like, "Is that Luke? That's not Luke Skywalker. Who's that guy?" It was a one man.
Yeah, a Star Wars thing. I have no idea what it was about. I remember seeing it.
It was one guy playing out. It said a Star Wars trilogy.
Yeah.
You're telling me one man played out a Star Wars trilogy, Juan. Can you look that up and see if that's true? And then show us some footage, please.
Anyway.
Christina had mentioned, and I think it would have been cool if we had like planned it out. But whenever like the movie ended and y'all were up there talking, like Christina was like, you should get on Instagram Live.
I thought about that today. I was like,
yeah, that's what
live?
I was like, well, shit, everybody that would join is probably in this room.
The polka was there, so yeah. That's true.
But yeah, that would have been a good idea too. Yeah. Or like it would have been cool to.
You know, one thing they told us that we should have done marketing wise, like during the festival, they were like, somebody should have put on the suit and snuck into theaters and like when they were done, like the movies, like before they began, like walked in there with the costume. So people were interested,
the demon costume,
and then have the poster of six like standing outside like the theaters and stuff. So people would be like, "What the fuck is this?"
Then you
shit?
Get the cops caught on you.
Jesse himself, and then at the end, whenever y'all go up to the front, then he could have took his mask off.
Oh, actually, we could.
Well, they wouldn't have even known who he was.
No, they would have been like,
So this one man, Star Wars trilogy,
is
actually an off Broadway play,
based by one guy.
Yeah, Canadian actor Charles Ross.
Crazy, man.
And directed by T.J. Dahl.
Crazy.
Yeah, and it says that it's actually licensed by Lucasfilms.
Oh, so it's actually
legit. Yeah. And he also does One Man Lord of the Rings.
That's wild.
So what does that mean?
Yeah,
he's just...
Is he playing all the parts and walking through? Because I've always heard of one man or one woman like shows.
That sounds
horrible. Yeah, because I'm like, do I have to run back and
forth? Ross plays all the characters, recreates the effects... Inserts factoids when appropriate, sings from the John Williams score, flies the ships and fights both sides of the battles.
I am very interested in seeing that shit.
I want to see what it looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I want to see.
It doesn't
after
sound
this, we're gonna check
entertaining,
out how
it
looks like.
But yeah, yeah. It might be.
It doesn't, but it does.
Yeah.
It sounds
it's
like.
Impressive.
The wrong the kind of entertaining.
It will be entertaining because it's either a fucking just shit show or it's entertaining because you're like, damn, this is actually good. Some fucking house.
Yeah, I just picture some like middle-aged dude just sitting there.
Going back and forth,
yeah,
and shit.
Like putting on a different helmet.
No, it's half right there, Darth Vader, and half fucking Obi-Wan just going back and forth. That'd
I'm
be
interested
good.
To see what it looks like, though.
Same, we'll check it out. After.
Would you pay $10 to see it?
I'd pay $20.
I don't know,
to
man.
It.
I might.
I said
I would
10,
probably,
but you said 20.
Yeah,
20.
I would probably pay well, $10 maybe.
I'd pay up to 20 to see that. Nah, $15, $15, $20. After saying a few times,
I mean,
times
I've paid 10 to see worse.
He goes, this is not Sunday. Can't get that shit back, the money back.
Oh, yeah.
I paid $60 for a game I only played for a week. So.
Which one?
Ooh, that's quite a few. It was Fallout 76.
Fallout 76. Yeah. Fallout. I forgot which one I played that was 76. Garbage.
Yeah, 76.
Just a different.
Is that like the year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The one I did recently was Avengers. I waited for it. So, hold on, stop before you laugh. It was. So it's $59.99. But
cut that laugh out.
But I was waiting for it to go on sale. So I waited like a month and it finally went on sale for $29.99 with the whole bundle and everything. And I was like, you know what? This is a steal. So I got it. And then I played it and I was like, yeah, they robbed me, motherfuckers. Like, this is you sons of
yeah,
bitches.
Yeah, that's usually a good indication that it's not that great yeah. if they can drop the price.
In a month. Well, it was, they've been out for months, but like they drop like every like other month they'll drop the price on it. So I was waiting for it to drop again. And
because they don't want to take a loss.
Well, it just fucking. It just. Yeah, it's whack, bro. I didn't like it. They Miss Marvel. I didn't want to play as Miss Marvel, bro. Like, I don't mind playing. Like the first mission, I was like, cool. The second, I was like, okay. Third, I was like, what the fuck? She's just stretching and shit. I was like, what the fuck is going on? You got to play for Captain for a little bit and Thor for like a second, and then you play with Hulk for a little bit. But
she's actually getting her own series.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I saw that
Miss Marvel.
It looks like it's gonna be for kids, so it's not gonna be for me. Doesn't I'm not saying it looks bad. It's for kids.
Miss Marvel.
It doesn't look
proper.
Interesting for me.
Isn't it Captain Marvel?
No. Miss Marvel. Yeah. No, this is like
this is somebody completely different.
Camilla Khan is
it's a little girl. Not a little girl. Maybe she's like 15.
Oh, so
she's
you're not even playing as
no.
A,
she's a teenager.
Oh, well, yeah.
She's a teenager.
Not yet. Like, you have to wait and unlock levels till you can play as other characters.
Wait
like,
till she gets older.
Fuck. Yeah, probably.
She's supposedly like a sidekick to Captain Marvel. That's where she gets her name.
Yeah. She seems like a cool character, but I was like, I don't. Ever seen you? I don't want to play as you. I want to play as Black Panther.
Yeah,
I'm
what
as
happened?
A whole
like whenever
Captain
you
America.
Get like four choices up there, you can
nah,
pick whoever the fuck you
Miss Marvel for
want.
A good minute. You can switch off with Hulk every now and then, but I haven't gotten to the point where you're able to unlock other characters. You will be able to, but I'm just like at this point, I'm just like the game's okay. Like it's not yeah. the best, and I should have fought Far Cry. I'm a Far Cry groupie. I love Far Cry. I'll play that shit from beginning to end all fucking day.
I've never heard of it.
It's like Grand Theft Auto. But the one player, one person, and like you're just like it's like different islands, different maps. So the last one was like on this fucking island, and you're just like destroying villages of people taking, terrorists taking over and shit like that. It's pretty dope.
It's dark.
Yeah. You get to build your own weapons, own guns, and fucking bows and arrows and shit, and go in there and like do sneak like with the sniper and just fucking take them all. It's pretty fucking dope. Hunt bears and shit, or have them attack you, or you can get on Sabretooth on one of the on Primal. Like you can ride this. I don't know if you can ride or you can tame it. You can tame the Sabretooth. It's pretty fucking dope.
Nice.
Yeah, I like it.
Interesting.
Yeah. You know what? I'm pissed off I didn't buy another one. And you know who the villain is on the new Far Cry?
Some actor, probably.
Oh,
yes.
Can I say it?
Yeah. What's his name?
Kevin Spacey.
No.
Oh, that's on Call of Duty. That's Call of Duty.
Yeah, no, it's.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
What's his name? It starts with a G.
That was like that futuristic one. Wasn't it? Yeah.
He's what's his name? Gio something? Giamatti something? Not Giamatti. No, G.
Rudy Giuliani.
No.
Rudy Giovanni.
No.
Rudy Giuliani. There you go.
Fucking
that's his name.
Gus from Breaking Bad.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
yeah.
What's his name?
I don't fucking know.
I don't fucking know. Well, he's the bad guy on the game.
Okay, I've seen the trailer then. I've seen the trailer for it.
He's on The Boys, too.
Yeah, he is on The Boys. Yeah, Giancarlo
or something. Yeah.
Hey, was he Giancarlo the one from Esposito? That movie Fresh? You remember that old movie Fresh?
That's him.
With the glasses? No, that wasn't that.
Nah, what was his name? Esteban?
Right. Holy shit. Look at his movie. Look at this. Ready? This is the top. I'm going to stop right here. This is 2013. Like, I stopped that. Like, he has all this fucking film. Look at this shit.
He's got a resume.
Stop here. 97. Damn, this would have been a lot of movies.
Yeah, he's a good actor. Yeah. I had no idea he was some type of Hispanic. I think he's Chilean, I think, or something. Well, he was Chilean in Breaking Bad. I don't know if he's really Chilean. But he's some type. He knows Spanish. Yeah, he's some type of. He has an accent if you hear him in interviews. So he's some type of Latin. He's also
in The Mandalorian.
He is on The Mandalorian. Yeah, he is. He's the bad guy.
He's such a good fucking bad guy.
He is. He's a really good actor. Yeah. That's why he's the bad guy on the Far Cry game.
Well, because he has that emotionless face. Like
just you don't know what's
condition worse.
Yeah, that's what's good. Like whenever bad guys look like are like that.
Because you don't know what they're thinking. You're like, what the fuck is going on? Like,
yeah.
Evil, conniving motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what's something that you guys spent money on that you were like, why the fuck? Like, you're now like, damn, like,
Fortnite skins?
Fortnite skins? Oh, that's Gibby. That's Gibby,
always
bro.
Money well spent.
Yeah, really? Shit, man. Gibby has so many Fortnite skins. Bro, that fool's got probably like $300 in fucking Fortnite. I have $300.
I was about to say, I've invested some fucking money in Fortnite. Yeah. Fortnite and Roblox.
Yeah, Robux. Yeah. You buy Robux so that they can fucking play. Yeah, Abby's on.
Now
Abby.
Oculus, every damn new game that comes out, he wants it.
Give it to. Oh, you forgot to bring them today.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
The Oculus?
Next week.
No. He was going to bring Christine and the kids.
Oh.
Next week. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, same. Gibby buying some of the Oculus games. What?
Pink Eye. Huh?
What's something you guys bought?
Fuck.
Like that we regretted?
Yeah, that you're just like, damn, I can't fucking believe I spent this much money on this shit. And then now you're like, fuck.
Bottle service?
have you bought bottle service?
I haven't, but it's just, it goes
away
so quick.
Yeah, that seems
quick,
like
bro.
That would be a fucking
It goes
away
so quick.
You know? Oh, yeah, I mean, if you do buy it, like, I haven't bought it all myself before, but I threw in a little cash in it before. And then the next day, you're like, no, because when you do it, you're like in the middle
in the
of
moment.
Yeah, you're in the moment. The music's going. You're with your boys and everybody. And
everybody's
just,
like, yeah, let's pitch in.
You're like, we're all like, you know, just having fun and shit. And the next day, you're like, that shit was not worth it.
Yeah.
You wake up with a headache.
And your homeboy next to you, like, I ain't got nobody next to me.
Just like, yeah, just like, that shit was not worth it at all. But, you know.
Yeah, joke
that's
very
something I really don't ever do, though. Like, the last time I've ever, like, actually went in on like bottle service. It's been like maybe close to like 2 years, probably.
What about bottle service at a strip club?
I don't even go to strip clubs, bro. Oh. I don't like
strip clubs. I haven't gone in a while.
Yeah, the last time I went was with Joe. We were like dollar beers on Wednesday. We were like, yeah.
No, I went to one for a friend's bachelor party, and I just went because it was for his bachelor party. But it was BYOB though, so I brought my own shit.
Yeah, BYOB is the best.
Yeah, it was BYOB, so I took our own bottles in there and stuff.
You can literally walk in with like six bottles and like.
Only thing is, though, they charge you for the mixers, though. So if you want, like, cranberry or pineapple Sprite, they charge you for that, though.
But that's honestly better than paying for a whole fucking bottle.
Definitely. Yeah.
Let me get
and then, you know, you leave
$20.
Them a little something.
For real, bro.
I think it's like $10, but, like, the mixers are, like, that big, though.
Oh, okay, that's not bad. Yeah. Fucking beating up one drink for $10 over there. $12 and shit. I agree.
But, yeah.
So TFTI road trip, right?
TFTI road trip. To where?
To strip club.
Yeah, they're just boring, bro. And like, don't get boring, but it's like, why am I throwing money? I'm just like,
Yeah, you're like actively, like knowingly being hustled.
Yeah.
So it's
that's the worst thing you've regretted.
Yeah, I don't know. I went whenever I was 18, and that was because somebody else was paying. And then I went when I was 21 because somebody else was paying. But other than that, I've never like been like, hey, let's go to a strip club.
Like, nah. It's like $40 for like a minute and 40 seconds. Yeah, you know?
And it costs like $20 to get in or $25.
Yeah, I knew a guy that used to just spend all kinds of money. And then like, man, the girls are all over. And it's like, dude, I'll fucking dance on you for like $300. Yeah. Like, $300. Shit, who wouldn't do that shit? It's like, shit. Fucking throwing money out there.
Yeah, fuck that. I remember we went for, was it my bachelor party or birthday? When I was 21 or my bachelor party? Either way, when they gave me a lot of money, I was pocketing a lot of the money. So like they were like, yeah, here's the ones and shit. And I was like, cool. And I'd go down there and I'd throw like five and then I'd pocket the rest. And I was like, cool.
Asking for change.
That next day I was like $60 in my pocket. I was like, hey, babe, we can go to IHOP right now.
Came up.
IHOP.
Yeah, I got IHOP. I said 60. I didn't say 100. Mm-hmm. Couldn't go to Sawgrass, Joey. Yeah. What we at, Juan? 50
minutes.
Really? Feels like we've been talking for 8 hours.
So we got to get into some music.
Oh, let's do it. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, before we get music, I wanted to ask you a question. What were we going to say?
I forgot. Like, last week was supposed to be our music episode, and then we didn't end up
releasing that shit at all. All
right. So we need a, for sure, music episode.
I had a, remember how we always say that Chick-fil-A is pretty fast at drive-thrus?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Rose's Cafe. That motherfucker is fast.
Wait, well, I think it depends where.
No,
because I've waited in some lines.
Burleson, then I guess because not. That's
the only one I have experience with.
I've never waited in line. I mean, when I wait in line, I'm talking about like 10, 15 seconds, and next move, pull up. 10, 15 seconds, then pull up, and then boom, like, bro.
Yeah, I've never been there when it was like jumping. Like, I always just happen
don't
to
go
get
on Taco
there.
Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
That shit is out the fucking...
I will say I've never gone there and talked to this, so I don't know how fast the drive-thru is on those days.
It may be fast, though. Like, I've never waited, like, a long amount of time in there. But it wasn't something for me to be like, this is Chick-fil-A fast. I mean, it's...
Go next time you go and you see a big line, just say, you know what? Let me get a burrito. Let me see how long it takes.
But I promise you. But again, though, it depends, though. Is the line, like, Chick-fil-A line long? Because Chick-fil-A line is, like, 30 cars or like 25 cars.
That shit's like a circle.
Like, I don't think Rose's is that. And
that might on Taco be Tuesday, a though. Testament to how quick they are.
That's
because
what I'm saying.
They never really Thank have you. A long nah. line.
Yeah, because even when they have long lines, it goes by so fast at Rose's Cafe. Dude, I promise.
It could go by quick.
Let's try that next time.
I think it can go
by quick.
We'll
all take our cars and go in line.
I just don't think the
or
line
one
is
of us
long
go
enough.
To Chick-fil-A and the other one goes to
and
Rose's.
There's one down the street over here right from each other.
Because every time I go to the Roses and Burleson, the line is never long, really.
Yeah,
it's never long. Except for Taco Tuesday, though. That's the only time I see it. Like,
Point proven. There's no line.
Yeah, because everybody's at Chick-fil-A. Because
they're going fast, bro. Everybody's still in Chick-fil-A while Roses, they're getting them out of here, bro.
Roses is good, though, man.
It is pretty good.
They got some good fajitas taco. I remember I always get fajitas there, and it's so expensive. But one day I got the nachos, and it was the worst decision ever. I got the steak nachos with the cheese, bro. There was hardly any meat on there. I was like, what? Yeah, I was pissed. Yeah. I was highly pissed.
They were like little.
Yeah, I was just like, what the fuck is this?
We go get their breakfast tacos every once in a while.
They're not too
bad.
How
about you go
to
Fuzzy's?
I'll buy like a pack of tortillas.
Yeah, I was about to ask
about to say, Fuzzy's is better, though, as the tacos.
How do y'all feel about Torchy's and Fuzzy's?
I've never been to Torchy's.
Both of those are good.
They're
but so Torchy's
good,
is really
they're
good.
They're different, you know?
Yeah. I get told not to go to
Torchy's.
It's
been a minute since I've been to Torchy's.
Oh, man, you're crazy.
Probably, I get told not to go there.
Yeah, and tell those people to go fuck themselves.
Yeah, for real.
Without you Mom, sorry.
Nah, yeah, I haven't been. Torchy's is good.
I get the brush,
but I just go to Fuzzy's and it's.
I think I go to Fuzzy's more often than I go to Torchy's.
They have really good shrimp
But you
tacos.
Haven't had their breakfast tacos yet because I remember you told me you haven't had them.
And there's one like right around the corner from my office too, and I never think about it.
Okay. Yeah.
Fuzzy's?
Yeah.
On Berry.
Right what kind of University. Breakfast tacos? Like what's in them?
What do you want? I always get like the potato,
egg,
baked
potato.
Yeah, egg. Cheese.
I have to have potatoes.
Rudy's, the barbecue place, has pretty good breakfast tacos.
They have potatoes, though?
Anytime
I have breakfast, I want to have hash browns potatoes. Or potatoes. What'd you say?
They have potatoes.
Have you been to Mojo's in Burleson? That little right next to Whataburger?
Oh, no. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, you should
check
it out. They got some decent burritos there, too.
Really?
I remember I went there a few months back for the first time, and I ordered a... breakfast taco, no bacon, egg, and cheese, and potatoes. Mm-hmm. So I'm at home eating it, and I'm like, there's something in here. There's not potatoes. And I was looking at it, and it looked like a hash brown. It looked like a tater tot. And it was a tater tot. But I almost threw it away, though, because I was like, this isn't potatoes. So, like, I kind of looked inside. I was like, this isn't potatoes. So, like, I damn near almost threw it away because I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck I'm eating. And then I'd open it up, and I was like, oh, they put fucking tater tots in there. It's not
that's
potatoes.
Like, Whataburger does that, right? And their burritos,
Whataburger.
They put those little, medallions.
But can't they just say that, though? Like, it's tater tots, not, like... I mean,
well,
I guess it's kind of the same.
Yeah.
I mean, tell me it's going to be tater tots then so I know what I'm eating.
Yeah, that's true. The Chick-fil-A,
because I was looking to get, like, potatoes, huh?
They have Chick-fil-A. Oh, no, they do the hash brown.
The hash
brown and burritos.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, it's probably the hash brown. Because it's just like tater tots, except little squares.
McDonald's has the best hash browns.
McDonald's does have the best hash browns.
Definitely.
Yeah, that, I'm not going to fight you on that one. For sure. And if I did, I'd lose. But I'm not going to fight you on that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you want to talk about music? Let's jump into that.
Yeah, so it was announced that two groups will be doing a versus. It's highly anticipated, highly overdue, in my opinion.
They've been talking about it for a while.
It was supposed to happen last year.
It's NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, guys.
Yes, sir.
Hey, well, I wonder if they ever would do that.
I don't know, but I probably got NSYNC on that one.
I couldn't even tell you which
one. It wouldn't be on Versus, though. They would just have to do their own thing, though. You know, they would never pick it up. It would have to be there. Somebody, something else. Some other crew would have to pick it up.
Somebody should set that up.
That would be dope. That would make money. If they did a tour, they'd make bank. I'd go.
I mean, they got that millennial tour with, like, Soulja Boy, B2K, Bow Wow, some other people. I'm pretty sure that shit is off the...
Well, that's Fernanda. See how that went.
Is she gone?
I don't know.
Oh.
Probably. Oh, but the groups that we're talking about are...
Is, Bone Thugs and Harmony and 3-6 Mafia, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
And these are... I know, I think I can speak the same for Lyrical. Like, we grew up on these groups right here. Like, as much, you know, I'm from Texas. I love me some UGK, but I grew up on these two groups right here, though, like the most out of any group. So these are pretty much like my two favorite groups. So, and they're going to do a versus. So I think it's like 20 songs each. They'll be doing 20 songs each. But, you know, with verses, it's not going to say who's a, like, I'm not looking. I'm not going into this thinking like, okay, well, whoever wins this is the better crew. I'm not looking at all like that.
Yeah, they're both great.
Yeah, I'm not
looking for a good show.
Yeah, I'm just looking like, like whoever wins this, because obviously just the fans are going to vote to see, okay, they did the better job. But like you said earlier, and I thought the same thing. You were like, you know, 3-6 would get the crowd more hype because 3-6 Mafia, they make like crunk music. Their music was meant to be performed in front of people, for clubs and shit.
Yeah, that was crunk before crunk was like.
Yeah, they kind of like, I don't know if they started it, but.
They used to say it, right?
Could
don't
be.
They even, I'm going to have to go back and look at that.
But yeah.
Yeah, I think they're definitely going to have like awesome performances. Like 3-6 Mafia has those like hype songs. So I think they'll be able to get the crowd going more.
Definitely.
But Bone is like Bone, you know, like they're.
I think I was thinking, I was like, I think Bone Thugs may have more haymakers because, you know, they have like Thuggish Ruggish, First of the Month. Thuggish Rugg, For the Love of Money. Like, I think to me, those are like haymakers. Like, those are like such big songs, you know, like.
Yeah, they are.
Crossroads.
Yeah, like, I think those are such big songs. But,
I was like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah, great right song. Great song, by the way.
So, without being competitive, who do you think is going to win?
I think that night, I think 3-6 will win.
Really? Yeah. I think performance-wise, 3-6 is
And but you know what,
it.
Though, too, though? In like,
they're going to go off of
it. All, you know, we've always said it always depends on, you know, you have to line up your songs correctly. And DJ Paul and Juicy J, they're DJs. They're producers, so they're going to know what to do exactly. They're going to know how to – I know they're going to mix shit. Maybe mix two songs in together.
Yeah,
and shit.
They're gonna have some mixes.
They're gonna do like all this
same
shit.
Tempo. Like they know how to do all that.
And
shit.
Like, and it's just like too, like the way the verses has come now. Like people will start playing the songs they produce too. So I could even hear like them playing international players because they produced that.
Okay, got you. Really?
Because the original song was a Project Pat song, uh-huh. And when Pimp C heard it and he got out of jail, they said he called DJ Paul or Juicy J. One of them said, hey, "I need that beat." And it was called, the original song is called I Choose You.
Yeah.
It was on a Project Pat album. And he was like, I need that beat. I need a rap on it. He goes, well, why? It's not that big. He goes, no, that's a hit. So they remade it. They remade the beat a little bit and then got, you know, Andre 3000 on it.
Well, originally it was 3-6. It was UGK and 3-6 Mafia were on it. And then something happened with, like, once they won their Grammy or something, then they were, like, doing the renegotiating.
Sorry.
And they just happened to get...
Outkast.
Yeah.
And I
but
remember,
separately, I think. Like, they didn't
yeah,
even
yeah,
know
they
that
did,
they
yeah,
were
yeah.
both doing
I think
it.
We saw the exact same interview. And Andre
yeah,
was...
Bun B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then three Stacks was like, I want to come at the beginning. I want to go before the drums start and everything. He wanted to do the intro, and he got the intro. And he did a great job, yeah.
Yeah, he killed it. Song.
So, I mean, I could bet money they're going to play that fucking song.
Yeah.
Just because, like, they do it December 2nd.
Okay.
Yeah, I could bet money they're going to play that fucking song. They're going to play, like, Chicken Head by Project Pat. Because they're in that song, man. Too.
Yeah.
I mean, they got Project Pat songs they can play. They have, and that's why I asked you earlier, because you know they're two big weed songs, like "Where's the Bud" and "Buddha Smokers Only."
Well, that's why you said that. I was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, "Where's the Bud" is 3-6 Mafia, Lord Infamous, and "Buddha Smokers Only." I prefer "Where's the Bud." I just like that song more. But "Buddha Smokers Only" though is a great song.
Lord Infamous ain't gonna be able to do it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you were pretty big on 3-6 Mafia when you were younger, Joe. Yeah, I remember that. That's the only reason I know who 3-6 Mafia is.
I wonder if Gangsta Boo will be there.
Yeah, I don't know. They said all of Bone Thugs will be there. But as far as 3-6, like, I don't know who talks to who. And like,
I bet Busy Bone is going to be, like, the presence.
He's going to need to be the presence, yeah.
Yeah, for Bone, because he has that, like, crazy personality. And I think he would put...
Yeah, he's the most popular.
They might put on, like, a badass show.
That's
like,
what I
want to
see, yeah. It could be, because Bone Thugs are more, like, rapping fast, and they were, like, harmonized together, rap together, you know, like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, they... wrapped together like in the same sync and shit like that.
And 3-6 Mafia just has
in
that
sync.
Yeah.
That like
in Bastard Boys.
Morse.
What?
That just more hype music. Oh. So yeah. I don't know. Either way, I like them both.
Yeah, there's just some songs that I know like once, you know, like I think like once 3-6 Mafia plays "Where's the Bud," I don't think okay, like that's a point right there for them right there. I just think that's a point. That's such a badass song. That's such a great song. Just like when Bone Thugs plays Notorious Thugs or Thug Love, I think both of those are points right there, too. I don't think anything 3-6 Mafia plays after that can beat that at that time. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Like, cause those are just for who you have on the songs and how big those songs were. Like,
yeah, I don't think there's anything
they play. Like, 3-6, you just play that. Put a banger after that one. Just put kind of throw something a little.
Out.
Yeah, just throw something.
But once they put
give
Who
it
Run
out.
It. Or sipping on Scissor, or
that'll probably be one of the last
songs. All kinds of shit,
hits
man.
After hits after
yeah.
Hits. They got nothing but albums after album after album.
So, and you know, I think 3-6 was more a little bit had more longevity a little bit. Huh?
Oh, I didn't know they went through a name change.
Who
3-6?
Well, they were like
because they were like the literal number
666 before.
Yeah, 666.
Triple six.
And then they went to 3-6. Yeah, which is wild.
I was kidding.
No, you're absolutely right.
I remember it was 666, but I didn't know if it was like that was the first one.
666, yeah. That's a badass name too.
Yeah, 666 Mafia.
What's a better rap name? I mean, what's a better group name? 3-6 Mafia or Bone Thugs and Harmony? Both of those are
they're pretty
very
unique.
Tough.
Yeah,
very tough names.
3-6 Mafia is pretty fucking.
Yeah. I was gonna say, that's pretty,
that is a pretty badass name.
Pretty much saying you're the Devil's Mafia. Yeah. What is badass?
It sounds badass.
Yeah, it sounds badass.
3-6
Bone
Mafia.
Thugs and Harmony.
You go 3-6 Mafia, Devil's Mafia. You're like
666.
Or I could be a Bone Thug.
And it's fun. It's crazy too because Juicy J's dad, he's a pastor, and then his son has a group called 3-6 Mafia. Yeah.
Is they're brothers, aren't they?
Who?
Who's
no
Project Pat and somebody.
Lord Infamous was DJ Paul's nephew. That's his nephew right there.
I could have swore some of them are related somehow.
I know Lord Infamous and DJ Paul.
I thought like Project Pat and...
Well, we're all
because Project Pat's
God,
the so. Younger brother of one of them. He's like this way. Like big old fucker.
I like how Zeus is trying to chime in every now and then.
I'm trying, but I have nothing
damn
to say.
It. On what? You're not talking about a Juicy J and DJ Paul, are you? I don't know what you're talking
about. Yeah, who are you talking about? Who are you talking about, Willis? Juicy J? He's talking about, what's his name?
Yeah.
Crunchy
Black. Yeah, he's going to be there.
I didn't want to say it because I was like, was that, am I right?
Yeah, Crunchy Black, yeah. But you know, all along, it's going to be, I'm so excited for it. It's going to be in Cali, I think.
Hey.
But
Oakland?
I think that may have a.
Juicy J is Project Pat's older brother.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I knew they were, somebody was related.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You're the biggest 3-6 Mafia fan, and you didn't
not
know
the biggest. I just like them.
I don't know, man. I've seen you there when you bought that little poster and the album. You're like, damn, that's dope.
I remember walking to the store to buy their CDs, and I was just collecting them little by little. I still have.
You
all
remember
those CDs.
That poster? Like, wasn't there a poster in "When the Smoke Clears" and the you took out the pamphlet? I think there was a poster.
That's what I was talking about.
I didn't buy that album.
No, you had the one with the one I remember was in sixth grade.
I remember my mom bought me that album.
It was a fucking poster inside.
Might have been like the most
unknown.
Before that one.
That's the one I'm thinking.
Oh, the Unbreakables. Maybe it was that one. It was probably that
one.
One
of those
then.
Had a poster. That you
it was probably the Unbreakables.
which is a Kings great of Memphis.
And they got Riding one. Spinners on that with Lil Flip. It's a great song.
Kings of Memphis, or is that what it was called? That one that I think it was from the movie or something.
Oh, you're talking about Choices. That
had that
Choices. That was from the movie. Oh,
well, maybe. No. Well, then there was a different one then. Mm-hmm. Damn it. I have to look all this shit up.
Yeah. Choices, that's the one that had the movie.
Yeah, that was a good one, too.
Choices, one of the best.
When the Smoke Clears was one of my favorite. And The End was.
I represent where them killers hang.
Yeah. So it's easy to say you guys are going for 3-6 pretty much, right?
I don't know. I like them both. I just feel like 3-6 is going to win that competition. Like the
win it that night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're going to win too.
It doesn't mean that I like them more or anything.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, it just sounds like you guys are just like, they just have more hits performance-wise. Mm-hmm. Like, not saying that you like them
more. I'm not saying they have more hits, but I just think that if you watch Versus, you just know it's all about how you work the crowd. How you?
I mean, I was also wrong about the Dipset one. I thought Dipset was gonna be like, because they have all those like club hits. That's true. Like they have more hits.
But Jadakiss
was able to just fucking steal the show.
And Dipset, they just looked like they didn't even practice or anything for it. It's like they all just showed up that night. Like they weren't all in sync or anything about it.
Prepared, I think it would have been a different story. But it was kind of lazy on their part. Mm-hmm. Lox was ready for that shit.
Yeah. And I think both of these.
It's going to be both live,
of them
right?
are going to be ready. Yeah, like, sure. Okay. Yeah. I think both of them are going to be ready.
I just hope both teams have fun.
Definitely. Good sportsmanship. Hope it has good sportsmanship.
Yeah, that'd be cool to see them, you know, like how I did like that about Dipset and Lox, how they were just, you know, that like friendly, like fucking around.
Yeah, I seen DJ Paul say that they're cool now with like Bone Thugs. Like they kick it and shit a lot now. Like I think.
Yeah,
I don't know. They both, back in the day.
Yeah,
I mean, what are you gonna be mad about?
They hang out now and shit.
Well, yeah, they had like a whole album that was talking shit about Bone, pretty much that Mystic Styles, I think.
And somebody told me, one of my homeboys, I told him this was gonna happen. He goes, that doesn't even match up. Why are they going against each other? I was like, well, they did have beef back in the day.
Who are you fighting?
Yeah, I was like, they did have beef back in the day. And he was like, well, it's like crunk music versus motivational music. I said, who makes motivational music? He goes, well, Bone Thugs got First of the Month. I said, that's one song. I said, now you want to label it motivational music just because wake up. I said, other than that, though, it's like.
That's funny to label it motivational.
You cannot label that shit motivational music. Nah. Hell no.
I wouldn't say First of the Month is motivational.
That's none of it's.
That's what he was saying.
Talking about like struggle, pretty much.
Because,
You meant motivated, not struggle no more. So, you know what? Wake Let's up. Call it motivational it's the first music. First of the month.
Yeah. But yeah, so excited for it. I'm excited. You're excited.
We're excited.
I'm excited for you guys to talk about it.
Yeah. We will talk about it.
I know how it goes.
Next time.
I'm excited to hear about training day, what you thought about it. And then we're going to get Ethan Hawke on the phone.
Yeah. They're like, all right, you're watching now.
Apologize to him.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You have his number, right?
I do.
Gotcha.
Richard gave it to me.
Richard gave it to you.
Richard.
What was that director's name? I can't even remember his last name.
Linklater.
What?
Linklater.
Linklater?
Just think link and then later. Like a link, a phone link, and then later.
I like him even less now. But he did make Dazed and Confused, so I'll give him.
You're like, fuck, never mind. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a podcast about lyrical realizing that people he didn't like actually were like, well, you know what? They actually did pretty good movies. Now that I think about it. All right. Well, let's wrap it up, guys. Hopefully everybody liked this episode. Sorry we missed last week. But hopefully one day we are able to get that episode saved for you guys. And you guys will hear some old shit to be like, this is irrelevant as fuck. But they sound like they're having fun.
Yeah, it might not hold up.
Yeah. But we were having fun for sure.
Cool.
But all right, guys. Well, that was cool. You got any final words to say, guys?
Nope. Just keep on listening. Well, yeah, I do. Keep on listening. Keep on subscribing, liking, you know. Fuck of us. Fuck of us. Hopefully we got a new logo coming soon.
Yeah.
And
we'll up here. And then check out 6 on Amazon Prime, guys. Check out 6.
Check out that poster.
Yeah. We actually want to get posters made. So if anybody wants posters, we will get some made. And then we're going to put this one on shirts, actually.
And if anybody has any ideas or something that would be cool, like if we like recreated like a scene from like a movie where they're like sitting at a table or something
like this. So basically,
if somebody has any ideas,
we want to get something like this made.
So I've been saying the Death Row picture for years, but that's never fucking happened.
I feel like there's a movie where there's like people sitting at a table.
We'll do a movie scene, right?
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
What movie scene?
Let's just pick a movie scene. Even Breaking Bad or
Goodfellas.
Something. Goodfellas. No. Something cool.
Nothing.
Hey, lyrical.
Something.
Breaking Bad.
But if we do though, we have to like dress up like whoever it is and shit.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. If they're dressed up, then we got to do that.
Yeah, I'm down.
Let's go rent some.
All right, dress. Well, we'll do that. We'll get that out. All right. Anything else, guys?
Yeah. All right. Like,
subscribe. yeah, check out Sex. We'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for accepting our invitation.